Mutual Broadcasting System proudly presents Mr. District Attorney. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mr. District Attorney, transcribed, starring Jay Johnston in the title role, Len Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Vola as Miss Miller.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
In a moment, Mr. District Attorney in the case of the jury killer. But first, give yourself peace of mind for the present and security for the future. Start today to invest in savings bonds. If you're on a payroll, join the payroll savings plan. With this easy automatic plan, you authorize your employer to set aside whatever sum you designate from each paycheck to invest in savings bonds for you. Now, if you're not on a payroll, look into the bond a month plan. This method has been set up for professional people, for operators of businesses, and self-employed men and women. Through this plan, you ask your bank to issue bonds to you each month, charging the purchase price to your checking account. Now, either of the above ways makes your bond investing easy and automatic. If, however, neither of them is possible for you, practice extra bond buying on your own. Buy as many bonds as you can at any bank or post office. Savings bonds are absolutely safe, guaranteed by Uncle Sam, protected against loss, theft, or destruction. Invest in United States savings bonds. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Pay me $500 a month and $1,000 a throw, right?
Correct.
And my keep.
And your keep, yes.
You really mean this, don't you, Nick? You're really
going to
do it.
Ray, how many times do I have to say it? I'm going to kill them. Every one of them. I hate them. Individually and collectively, I hate them. They sentenced me. They sent me to prison, and now they're going to pay. They're going to pay in full.
Nick, when you talk like this, you get the funniest look. Almost as if, well, sort of like
a maniac?
Oh, no. No, sort of like a...
An animal. Well, why not? 7 years in a cell, caged up, and now I'm out, and they're going to pay. That judge and those 12 people on the jury made me, and that is why they are going to die.
You're really going to knock off 13 people.
You don't think I am.
I don't know.
You don't know much about me, do you?
Nobody in Stir that figured you out.
Ray, I've got money. Lots of it. I also have an expensive education. I was chief chemist with one of the biggest companies in the world. I got caught forging some patents and I drew 7 years. And Ray...
What?
I know more about poisons than anybody alive.
Yeah, but trying to kill 13 people is crazy.
Ray, don't you ever use that word again. Ever.
Yeah, but how? How is it?
First, we take a house. A modest, small house. And then we fit up a workroom in the cellar. And then we order some wood.
Wood? What for?
For Judge Ronald S. Graham.
Oh, he's the judge you sent you up?
He sentenced me to 7 years, and he's at the head of the list. We'll do them alphabetically.
Nick, I'm afraid of this.
Oh, believe me, Ray, you needn't be. I've more brains than all of them put together. I'm a genius. Now, you understand me, a genius. Judge Graham will be poisoned by a salad bowl. A simple, innocent-looking wooden salad bowl. Just as sure as we are sitting in this train, Judge Graham will die. You've sandpapered it long enough, Ray.
Yeah. Looks good, don't it?
Well, it shouldn't be too smooth.
Yeah, Nick, you're paying the bills, but why the mystery? How can we kill this guy with a salad bowl?
Because this isn't just ordinary wood.
Oh, it ain't?
No, it belongs to the genus Nerium, Oleander. You know it as a heavy bush or hedge. In the south, it's a tree.
Never heard of it.
Any emulsion in our case, salad dressing, when it soaks in this wood, becomes as lethal as a bullet. Every part of the oleander is deadly, poisonous.
Judge Graham, this is a delicious dinner.
Well, my cook was nervous. No. It isn't every night I entertain the district attorney. Won't you change your mind about the salad?
No, thanks.
Well, then, I'll have a second helping.
Go right ahead.
You're missing something. It's delicious.
So that's a very handsome salad bowl.
Yes, isn't it? Mm. And you know a funny thing?
What?
The bowl was a present, and I've no idea who from. Whoever sent it forgot to put in the card.
No.
Notice the handles.
They're little figures of justice.
Made out of silver. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that the scales are out of balance?
Yes, so they are.
A not too subtle way of saying something. However, it's an exquisite piece. This is the first time I've used it. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I am sorry. Gregory Hall couldn't make it tonight.
Yes, I am too. But perhaps you and I can map out the preliminary steps and call a full meeting of the Crime Commission next week. Judge Graham, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Are you ill?
Help me up. Help me up.
Yes, of course. Take it easy, Judge. Take it easy.
I can't breathe. I get me a doctor. Quick.
You see how simple it was, Ray. Judge Graham is dead. Nobody knows anything. Anything.
Yeah, but Nick, they'll know it was poison, won't they?
Oh, probably. Oleander wood is unusual, but not unknown. But the question nobody will be able to answer is, who did it? And the answer is, who knows? You see, Ray, there is no apparent motive. No thin strand tying the murder to the murdered. For instance, if I went out now and shot the first man I passed in the street, I wouldn't be caught in a million years. There is nothing to connect the killer and the killed. It's that easy.
So,
alphabetically, Gregory Hall is next. And since there is absolutely no connection between his being on that jury 7 years ago and my being in his garage tomorrow night, I shall take an ordinary, common 32 caliber revolver, of which there are thousands, and shoot him. Drive right in, Mr. Hall. That makes number two. And they couldn't trace it in a million years.
You're enjoying this, ain't you?
Why not? I've waited 7 years. And now we come to number three. Ray, I want you to go out tomorrow and find a bakery.
Bakery?
You will buy 3 dozen small round cookies. And, Ray.
Yeah?
Be sure they're sugared. They've got to be sugared.
Why?
Because unless a woman was a chemist, she would be quite unable to distinguish between sugar, which is harmless, and atropine crystals, which are almost instantly fatal.
That one a woman?
Yes. She works in the district attorney's office. Oh, that's quaint, isn't it? Her name is Miller.
Chief, is Harrington trying to trace the gun used in Hall's killing?
Harrington's still on vacation, Miss Miller. I've asked Lieutenant Northrop to follow it up.
Oh.
But there's not much hope. There are thousands of .32 calibers. The real trouble is that we don't know where to start. These two men had no connection with an unknown killer. There's just no motive.
Well, Chief, do you think the same person killed both of them?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen Greg Hall for years. Not since my jury duty.
When was that?
Oh, 7 or 8 years ago. You know, Judge Graham happened to be the judge.
Mm. Oh, Miss Miller.
Yeah?
This parcel was left for you at the downstairs desk.
For me, Robbie?
Yeah.
Who left it?
I don't know. He just said to be sure you received it personally.
Oh, thanks, Robbie.
Okay.
Looks like a box of candy.
Yeah. Well, for heaven's sake.
What?
Cookies. Now, who in the world would send me... Hey, wait, here's a letter.
Of apology, I trust.
It's from a Mrs. George Fallswood, 5 Park Hill Road.
Who's she?
Never heard of her. My dear Miss Miller, the Ladies Auxiliary Guild of the St. Andrews Association for Homeless Girls is using this method of raising additional money for the furnishing of a main floor reception room, the need of the girls, and so on and so on. Oh, will you kindly accept these home-baked cookies and in return send your check for $2 made payable to the St. Andrews Guild Association for...
I get the general idea, Miss Miller.
Well, for high-pressure fundraising, some of these women beat everything.
Send them back.
Oh, for $2, Chief, isn't worth the trouble. Besides, they look good. Have one?
Yeah, why not? Thanks.
Hmm. They are good, aren't they?
Yeah, not bad.
Hmm. The kind mother used to bake. Hmm. Here, have another.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Mr. District Attorney continues in a moment. But first, Mutual believes that if something is good, then there should be more of it. In keeping with this policy, you can now hear 6 different new variety programs, programs that turn the spotlight on topics of interest to the whole family. There's Joe King, the MC with a smile in his voice, who interviews guest celebrities, including some of the biggest names in the entertainment world. For everyone interested in food, and that includes the whole family, famed expert Duncan Hines offers choice tidbits on table and travel topics. The Mutual sports voice, who needs no introduction to his millions of fans, Al Helfer, presents interviews and interesting anecdotes about the top personalities in the field of sports. And David Ross, veteran broadcaster, turns the spotlight on Americana. One of the best known and best loved of actors, Edward Arnold, gives a great performance as the storyteller. And 2 quick-witted favorites, Arlene Francis and Bill Cullen, join talents to bring a program of smiles. For something new and different, stay tuned to Mutual and hear them all every weekday over most of these stations. Now, back to Mr. District Attorney and the case of the jury killer.
What on earth is Robbie doing with that elevator?
No, he's coming now.
Oh. And what am I supposed to do with these cookies? Lug them around all evening?
You know, high-pressure fundraising makes me mad. You've been blackmailed into sending Mrs. What's-Her-Name $2.
Fallswood.
Oh, well, there ought to be a law.
Oh, thanks, Robbie.
Quitting for today, folks?
Then what a day.
Hey, Robbie, do you like cookies?
Hmm? Do I what?
Like cookies.
Well, I never give them much thought. Sure, I like cookies. Why?
Well, then take these. I got them foisted on me in the charity drive. Here.
Well, thanks, Miss Miller. Thanks very much.
Take them home and give them to the kids.
Take them home, nothing. I'll eat them tonight. I'm on duty till midnight.
Thanks, Robbie. Good night.
Yeah. Take it easy, Robbie.
Okay, folks. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Miss Miller, will you please pull yourself together and tell me what happened?
It's Robbie.
Robbie, what about him?
Oh, Jeannie, he's dead.
What?
Two of the cleaning women found him last night, about 2 hours after we left.
Found him? Found him where? What are you trying to tell me?
They found him in the hallway on the fifth floor, near a drinking fountain.
Near a drinking fountain?
He'd evidently been trying to get a drink. He was slumped over the fountain. Oh, Chief, I just can't believe it. Robbie worked here all these years, and now he... Well, now he's dead.
That letter that came with those cookies, where is it?
Oh, I have it here in my purse. Here.
Mrs. George Halswood, 5 Park Hill Road. Yes, that's what I thought the name was.
Did you talk to the medical examiner?
Yes, atropine poisoning.
On the cookies?
Yeah, there's enough to kill a dozen people.
But, Chief, we ate those cookies, too. How is it that, well, they didn't affect us? Why?
Well, because the killer was very clever.
Clever?
Yes. You were to be the only victim.
I don't understand.
Well, what's the first thing anybody does when they get a box of candy or cookies at the office?
Well, open them, I guess.
No, Miss Miller. They passed them around.
Passed them around?
Yes. The top layer of cookies was harmless. The bottom layer was sprinkled with atropine crystals.
Oh.
Robbie was after water, all right. The symptoms are dryness of the throat, terrific thirst, and then coma, then death.
But, Chief, why would anybody want to poison me?
Yes, or Judge Graham, or kill Gregory Hall.
You think there's a connection between the two killings and the attempt on Miss Miller?
I don't know, Lieutenant. If there is, and we could find it, it might give us some clue to the motive. If there is any motive.
Well, I hardly knew Judge Graham, and I haven't spoken to Gregory Hall for years. Since we were on jury duty. Remember I mentioned it to you?
Say, wait a minute.
What?
At trial. When was it, Miss Miller?
Well, it was about 7 years ago, maybe 8.
And Graham was the presiding judge?
Yes, he was.
That may be the connection.
It's pretty thin, isn't it, Chief?
But at least it's something. Now, try to remember. What was the trial about?
It was forgery. Some patent from a chemical company.
Chemical company?
Yes, the man was a chemist.
You remember his name?
It was, Nick something.
What was he like?
Well, I can't remember. I only know I felt sorry for him. Mm-hmm. And I think he was the handsomest man I ever saw.
Northrop, check everything on that trial. Find out where the defendant is now, if he's out or still in prison or what.
Okay, Chief.
Chief, do you think...
Maybe. Maybe we're doing what the killer never even dreamed we'd be able to do.
Which is?
Establishing a motive. A thin strand of revenge between Judge Graham, Gregory Hall, and you.
There's all the information, Chief. His name is Nicholas Licari.
Licari?
Yeah. He was released from prison 5 weeks ago.
Well, Northrop, I wonder. I wonder if it's possible. Could a man's mind be that warped that he's revenging himself on the judge and jury that sent him up?
You mean, Chief, that he plans to kill the entire jury?
Miller, it's the only thing you and Judge Graham and Gregory Hall had in common. Smiller.
What?
I've been blind not to see it before.
See what, Chief?
Why, it's alphabetical. G for Graham, H for Hall, M for Miller.
Why, of course. G, H, and then nothing for I, J, K, or L. And then me.
Miller, was there anybody on that jury whose name started with an N?
N-N-N-I-L. Yes. Yes, there was. Jean Nanton. She was the only person on the jury I knew. Jean Nanton. You know her husband, Paul Nanton, the broker?
Yeah, sure. Get her on the telephone right away.
Well, I can't, Chief.
Why not?
I saw it on the society page yesterday. The Nantons are in Bermuda.
Well, maybe that's all to the good. She'll be safe there. I'll telephone Paul Nanton in Bermuda myself and explain the situation. Miss Miller, you and I are going to do a switch.
A what?
We're going to pose as Paul Nanton and his wife. We'll get into that house and wait, because as sure as anything, the killer will be ringing the Nantons' doorbell within 24 hours.
Mr. District Attorney will be back with you in just a moment, but now, many of our forest fires can be prevented if every American will exercise care and caution when dealing with fire in the woods. When our forests are dry, as they are at this time of year, all it takes to start a blaze is a spark. That spark can be supplied by a carelessly dropped lighted cigarette or match, an untended campfire, or hot ashes dropped near the woods. Last year, forest fires swept across thousands of acres of forest and woodlands. They ruined watersheds, destroyed millions of board feet of lumber and other wood products, killed game and fish, and leveled picnic and camping areas. Now, here are some simple rules to follow. Be sure you crush out cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Always break your matches in two after using, and when you put out your campfire, drown it, then stir it up and drown it again. And last, find out the law before using fire. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Such a beautiful little bottle, Ray. You did very well.
See how tranquil it is, colorless, beautiful, and so deadly.
Hey, Nick, not going to open it.
No.
Ah, the Arthur the Borgia did not die in Italy. And Mrs. Nanton will be enchanted. Black Knight perfume is worth $80 an ounce. Yes, I think she'll appreciate my little gift. I think, in fact, I'll deliver it myself.
Oh, why take a chance, Nick?
It amuses me.
It's crazy.
Ray, I told you not to use that word.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick. Honestly, I didn't mean it.
Well, watch yourself.
Yeah, sure. Now, listen, does all she have to do is take one sniff of that stuff and boom?
One lungful is enough. In fact, one whiff is enough. Prussic acid kills within 5 seconds.
Oh, Chief, it's after 11 o'clock. We might as well go home.
Now, let's wait until midnight.
Well, this is 3 nights now. I'm getting discouraged.
Well, all right, Smitter, you may leave if you wish. I'm staying.
Oh, no, I'll stay.
Smitter, I've got to be right. Mrs. Nanton must be the next one on the list. Otherwise, there's no connection at all between Judge Graham and Gregory Hall.
Do you think this is it?
Yes, could be. All right, let's go into the act. Oh, I'll answer the door, Jean.
All right, dear.
Yes?
A parcel for Mrs. Nanton.
Oh, just a moment. Jean, a parcel for you.
A parcel for me?
Mm-hmm.
At this hour? What on earth could it be?
Have you?
Yes.
You sure?
Positive.
If you'll just take the parcel, sir, I'm in a hurry.
Come in, Licari.
Huh?
I said, come in. I'm used to being obeyed.
Who are you?
I said, come in.
All right. If you want it that way.
That's better. Well, what's in the parcel? A salad bowl? Oh, it's too small, isn't it? Too small for cookies, too.
I'll be glad to show you.
What, didn't you?
Oh, I am.
I remember you. Aren't you the district attorney?
That's right.
And have you figured this out?
Almost.
That's too bad.
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, Chief!
So, Mrs. Nanton, the district attorney, felt you needed protection, did he?
I'm not Mrs. Nanton. My name is Miller, and I...
Miller? Why, of course. I read about the elevator operator in the paper. So the cookies went astray. Well. But now that we've met again, Miss Miller, perhaps you should have the perfume?
Don't touch me!
Oh, but it's only Black Knight perfume, Miss Miller. No, he can't hear you. Are you afraid, Miss Miller? Afraid of a little prussic acid?
We return to Mr. District Attorney in a moment. Now, it has been said that the airwaves of sound keep echoing forever throughout the infinity of space, that the famous Eureka, I have found it of Archimedes, the exclamation of Christopher Columbus when he sighted land, or the swat of the ball that Babe Ruth hit exactly where he said he would, are all in the air somewhere waiting for the radio to be designed that can tune them in. Well, you can't receive news out of the past on your radio, but you can hear the news of the day almost as fast as it happens anywhere in the world, through the up-to-the-minute reporting of Mutual's Corps of Ace Correspondents. You'll find what you like on Mutual, your network for news. Among the men that Mutual names for news, you can hear throughout the day Robert Hurley, Frank Singizer, Everett Hollis, H.R. Borkage, as well as Cecil Brown and Fulton Lewis, Jr. Yes, sir, you have the opportunity to choose which suits your taste, so choose from the very best. They're all heard on Mutual all throughout the week, and every one of them over most of these stations.
Lekari, don't, please.
Why not, Miss Miller? You sent me to jail, you and 11 others. All right, Mr. District Attorney, get up. What's the matter? Can't you take it?
Chief, he's insane. He's crazy.
7 years, Miss Miller, 7 years in prison.
Please, in God's name, don't open that bottle.
Oh, what is please. A little prusy gassy?
You open that, Licari, and we'll all die. You too.
So the district attorney is afraid. Why? I'm not afraid of death. It's better that we all die. No, no, I can't let you get away, can I? Then you'll come and get me again.
He's a maniac. He means it.
Take a good look at this bottle, Mr. District Attorney. Prussic acid is my brand of justice. Do you see it? All ready for dispensing as soon as I take out the stopper.
Miss Miller, hold your breath.
You're only delaying the inevitable, you know. An open bottle of prussic acid. Do you like to play catch, Mr. District Attorney? Yes.
Why not? Wait till I get up.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure. Here, catch this book. Hold your breath, Miss Miller. Don't step across him. Run around him. Quick.
Well, that's what happened, Lieutenant. When the book hit his shoulder, it splashed the prussic acid in his face.
Oh, it was horrible. He died instantly.
Well, it's a good thing he fell on top of the bottle.
Yes, otherwise the fumes might have spread. Prussic acid works fast, you know.
Well, we picked up Ray Kobler, Lacari's accomplice, an hour ago, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Traced him by an address we found in Lacari's pocket.
All right, then the case is closed. And this time, Nicholas Lacari drew his own brand of justice.
Listen again next week for another exciting case taken from the case files of Mr. District Attorney. Our stars are Jay Johnston in the title role, Len Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Bola as Miss Miller. Mr. District Attorney was created by Phillips H. Lord and produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Harry Junkin and directed by Leslie Harris. The names of all characters in this week's transcribed dramatization are fictitious, and any resemblance to names of living persons or places is purely coincidental.